Well, I think I found you, and you're exactly where you always were, surprisingly enough. At least I think so. I called twice, once during the day, once during the evening, and just got a machine. I didn't want to leave a message because I didn't want to cause any problems. I don't know if you're attached. But I wanted to tell you that there's a website called Literotica, and I posted an audio that concerns you, sort of about what we used to have, and I thought it was only fair that you know that it's there. Don't worry, your name isn't in it. My name isn't in it. One night I just got so incredibly frustrated and I just recorded it and I sat on it for a few weeks and I got an opinion about it and decided to post it, and I'm glad I did. It's been quite a learning experience. It's turned out to be quite the Pandora's box. I posted it thinking that it would save my relationship if I could just separate that part of myself and somehow satisfy it. Then I could be in this relationship that isn't so satisfying. But I've learned through the reactions of various people and my interactions with others that it's not going to save the relationship at all. In fact, I think it's going to end it because I have to question whether or not I really love this man. And if I don't deserve a relationship that fulfills all of me, instead of trying to bifurcate myself into a sexual person and a non-sexual person just to keep someone else from being unhappy. So I've stumbled around a bit and made a fool of myself a little bit and hurt someone terribly and been unkind. It wasn't intentional, but it happened. Take responsibility for that. I just never expected what came out of this to occur. Everything is much more confusing and messy than I ever thought it was. I had this fantasy in my mind that I could just ask you to come and have sex with me and it would make everything better. I could focus on the other part of my relationship and everything would be okay, but I don't think that's going to be the case. But I thought you had a right to know about the audio. But I know. I knew what you would say. You would say no. You always thought you knew better. Part of being a little bit older, I guess. A desire not to hurt me, which is admirable. But I think it's time for me to move on. I don't know what's going to happen, but I guess time will tell.